widespread variation, gaps emerging not just between teeth, but also between towns and cities and amongst practices that are quite close together. Now, filling in Dundrum, for example, will set you back €70. But in one surgery in Blackrock in Dublin, it's going to cost €170. Ciara O'Loughlin is a journalist with the Irish Independent who was involved in compiling this data. We'll go to Fintan Horan of the Dental Association in just a minute. But Ciara, yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm presuming you didn't need all this work done on your own teeth, but you undertook a journalistic endeavour and you found some big differences.
Yeah, hi Jonathan, thanks for having me on. So myself and a few of my colleagues, we just looked at the prices of 220 dentists across the country in all the different local electoral areas. And, you know, one thing we found, you know, it's not too surprising to hear that Dublin is the most expensive county for dental care, while Donegal is the cheapest. But as you were talking about there a little bit, it's the variation between like clinics within the same county that was quite surprising. Like in one Kilkenny dentist surgery, it costs €60 for a filling, while only 300 metres away in another, patients are charged €120. So it's quite big variations, you know. And then say the cheapest place in the country for a checkup is €30, while the most expensive is €120.
And is there any difference in the treatment, do we know? What are dentists telling you is the justification?
Well, one dentist said what they offer is what they would call high-tech specialist care. This is one of the, you know, dentists in Dublin that had one of the highest costs for kind of everything right across the board. They said for things like fillings, they're using different materials. But then when it came to checkups, I mean, there's no, you can't really say you're using different materials there. So for that, they would say that, you know, they're offering a different kind of service where they don't want patients to be getting fillings. They want to have them in and be kind of, you know, trying to catch it, I suppose, before it happens. One even said they offer a holistic care when it comes to dentistry. So yeah, it's kind of hard to see exactly, you know, what the differences are when it comes to the care, unless you're actually kind of going into the different dentists yourself. So it's hard to say in that regard. But
I mean, look, your dentist is very personal to you. It's mm-hmm. like the same as your GP. You find one you like, you stick with them because they know your mouth and you know them. If you went to Donegal, though, you found big price differences up there. I wonder how much of that is due to proximity to the border where dental care is noticeably cheaper.
Yes, I'd say it is. We did find that the counties that are closer to the border tend to be cheaper than the ones kind of, you know, the most expensive places coming towards Dublin, Wicklow, Wexford, kind of places that are closer to the city. And yet, once you get to the border, they're cheaper. And presumably, you know, people who do live close to the border can easily hop over, you know, to the border and get prices there. Now, our survey didn't include prices for Northern Ireland, but, you know, it is widely known that they are a lot cheaper. But, you know, say I was speaking to the Consumers Association of Ireland, and they said they would recommend people to shop around. However, you know, as we were saying, it's not really like buying a car, you know, medical care and dental care. It is a little bit more different because you might trust a certain dentist, or you might know that they have good credentials. So it isn't, you know, as simple as comparing a certain dentist, or you might know that they have good credentials. So it isn't, you know, as simple as comparing like for like, but it is just interesting to see that, you know, literally if you go down the road, you can get somewhere cheaper, like in North Dublin, you know, Sutton Clinic, a clinic there starts at €60. Well, a short drive away in Malahide, it's charging €150 for a filling. So, yeah.
And just to see how, like, rather than just piling onto Dublin, you had a look at Cork as well. So, was there similar costings in the urban environment where costs might be similar for the dentists who are providing the service?
Yeah, Cork was kind of similar in that, you know, a filling is kind of starting at your €80 mark. And then going up to 120. There didn't seem to be too much of a difference between Cork City and then, you know, rural Cork.
Okay, let's bring in Fintan Horan, who is with the Irish Dental Association. Fintan, good morning.
Hello, Jonathan.
Worth pointing out at the start, the dentists set their own prices. It's not like there is any guidebook that is given out there where they can decide this is what the standard should be. They have got what they get paid by the state, but that's a pittance for those who are on medical cards. So can you explain the differential there that Ciara has been outlining?
Well, I think it reflects the fact that it's more expensive to provide dental care in different parts of the country. So primarily the costs dentists incur relate to property related costs and employment or labour costs. So we all know it's more expensive to live and work in Dublin, and that's why the fees in Dublin are higher than elsewhere. So there's a fairly simple explanation for it.
Yeah, but if this, at the same time, it's not good if people feel they're being priced out of the market. Yes, you can shop around, but if everywhere is more expensive in Dublin, there's people who are just going to put off going to the dentist.
Well, I do think there is a point that, you know, there is difficulty for many people accessing dental care. And while there are options, and there's great variety in fees charged, which presumably is a positive thing from that point of view, we are seeing that, look, the state is offering no assistance in terms of affordability. We're in a cost of living crisis. The state doesn't offer any assistance towards the cost of dental care. It offers huge amounts towards medical GPs. It offers zero to dentists, and that's reflected in the costs incurred by patients. So we're saying that in the next budget that there needs to be a look at things like tax relief on dental care and other ways of alleviating the costs.
I'm just going to jump in for a second there, because Sky News has just reported a senior government source has told them that Boris Johnson will resign. So it looks like that is going to happen today, possibly within the next couple of hours. But that is being reported by Sky News now. A senior government source has told Sky News that Boris Johnson will resign. I apologise for cutting across you, Fintan, but I just wanted to pass that news along there. You have got constant pressure from people saying it's cheaper in Northern Ireland, it's cheaper in Turkey, it's cheaper in other parts of the world. I know Dublin's expensive, but is it that expensive that you can justify those prices?
Well, I think there's all sorts of surveys that are done from time to time on, you know, all sorts of services, goods in Dublin, or indeed Ireland, as compared with the rest of Europe. And whether we like it or not, it is one of the more expensive places to live. You know, the positives with all of this are dentists do display their fees, that there is variety in the fees charged. But as you said yourself, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, people want to have a long-lasting relationship. Our research indicates that mostly people would stay with the same dentist for an average of over 10 years. So, yeah, at the end of the day, people want to find a good dentist, and when they do, they stay with him or her. But what we're saying is that, look, the state didn't do anything during COVID. Dentists incurred huge extra costs, estimated an extra 67 million a year. They were promised assistance by Simon Harris, the then Minister for Health. They got absolute zero. So they had to incur an extra 70 million in costs in PPE and other operating costs during COVID. So ultimately, that is going to be passed on to some extent to patients, to which I would direct the question to the minister and to the government. Why are you not offering any assistance to patients in terms of affording to visit their dentist?
But they're clearly, if one dentist can charge you 70 for a filling in Dublin and another charges you 140, how can one can charge 70 and the other charge 140?
Well, with regard to fillings, there are different materials, so people will be aware that what they refer to as the white filling or the silver filling. So different materials will be used for fillings, and that's usually the explanation where fillings are concerned. And, you know, that, you know, people need to ask around and not just simply assume. You know, we don't say a car costs X. We say, well, you know, a Fiat costs Y, a Lamborghini costs Z. So we're not comparing like with like.
There's the white filling, and then there is the amalgam filling, which they don't like doing anymore, and then there's the gold filling. That concludes the list, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, yeah, but I'm saying that there's obviously different fees for those three types of fillings because there's three different types of materials. I'm not sure. I didn't carry out the research.
Okay, well, hang on, Ciara Loughlin's on the line there. Did you go for the gold option, Ciara, in any of the dentists that you spoke with? Oh, maybe Ciara's not in the line anymore. Fintan, I'll come back to you on that. We can't quite clarify that. Just on the text machine, it's a free market, says one listener, like any other service, law, pharmacy, etc. If the prices were the same, then there'd be claims of price collusion, which is true. And that's something that the market is very conscious of. I just paid €800 for a root canal in the Dublin area. It hurt badly, says Helen. I'm not sure if she's referring to the price there or indeed if she's referring to the root canal itself. Ciara's back on the line. Ciara, did you check whether it was a gold or a white or an amalgam filling when you were asking, or did you just say, can I have a filling, please?
No, so the prices do start at whatever filling the dentist offers.
Okay, so it's the choice of the dentist then, is it?
Yes, yes. Well, some dentists would offer both, and then I think certain dentists would only offer the white fillings.
Okay, right. So some dentists, okay, so that could explain it to a certain degree, Fintan. Fintan, the ultimate weapon that the consumer has is to shop around, and even in Dublin there is value there. But as I said, your dentist is personal to you, so therefore you might want to just go with what it is, and as a result then it's the consumer almost damaging themselves by not shopping around.
Well, I suppose, you know, people should visit their local dentist. I would always recommend that they get recommendations from their family or friends, because that's a useful starting point. I don't think people should simply make a decision based on doing a search online. Clearly, it's useful to have that information. It's good that it's all out there and it's open and transparent. But at the end of the day, it is a personal relationship, and people do want to be assured that where they go, like, prices is probably about fifth or sixth of the top 10 reasons people cite when they said why they chose a particular dentist. Things like convenience, opening hours, the types of treatments available, the level of specialist expertise, the cleanliness and the just general infection control standards are probably okay. Cited more frequently.
Lots of people texting in, and we'll get to those texts. Fintan Harahan of the Irish Dental Association, Ciara Loughlin from the Irish Independent, thank you for that. The big breaking news